So the last thing I'm actually going to ask you, if I could, is there's a oncologist at the NCI named Herb Kotz. After the first program, he said, well, you know, that was pretty good, but there's a whole bunch of things you didn't talk about. So I threw a bunch of these out at Deborah Armstrong, and I just want to throw one more that he sent me that I thought was interesting, and it was actually a case that he wanted a response to. So here's the case. 48-year-old woman who goes to surgery for an adnexal mass by a gynecologic oncologist. Stage 1C or 2 endometrioid ovarian cancer was diagnosed in the right ovary and adherent to the right pelvic wall. The pelvic wall showed only benign adhesions. There was evidence of minimal endometriosis in the pelvis. A complete staging procedure revealed no other tumor. Washings were negative, but the patient was stage 1C by virtue of exophytic disease of the ovary. Since the patient didn't have insurance, she did not receive adjuvant chemotherapy that was recommended. And at this time, the physical exam is completely negative. There was no blood work or scans available, but she comes to the NIH for an exam and asking for advice. So here are his questions. First of all, should she receive treatment now 15 months after initial surgery?
All right, Herb, this one's for you. I would say that someone who is 15 months out from her primary surgery would probably not be a candidate for the initiation of chemotherapy at this time. I think that the early stage disease trials that have been done have been controversial. Certainly, the ICON data suggest, and the ERTC data that were analyzed together in the JNCI, I think about 2004, but time passes. But when they were analyzed together, ICON 1 and the URTC data suggested that most of the benefit of chemotherapy probably went to patients who were poorly staged. And if she were truly a stage 1C patient and felt like she had had a very good surgery, I think one could defend not giving her chemotherapy even at the time of surgery. And that would not be the standard of care in the United States, and I certainly would not recommend that. Having said that, I think the data suggests that her additional benefit from chemotherapy would be modest, and 15 months later would be reduced further, and so I would say no chemotherapy.
So if you were pressed a given number, what would you say would be the original risk for recurrence, and what would the risk of recurrence be right now at 15 months, you think?
I think her risk of recurrence for an endometrioid cancer, 1C, based on it, exophytic but not without washings and with a abdominal sidewall adherence, probably is in the neighborhood of 15 or 20%. With chemotherapy, you'd probably reduce that by a third or a half and get her up in the 10% rate of recurrence. Many of the recurrences for low-stage disease occur in the first 12 to 18 months. And so she has essentially evaded the early relapse that might be occurring. And so probably if you took a group of women who didn't receive chemotherapy and said what percentage of them that are going to recur in the first 18 months, you'd probably be somewhere in the neighborhood of half. So I think that she's probably evaded half of her risk. And so I would estimate that her likelihood of relapse at this point might be 7 to 10%.